This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off.
A leaked phone call to the Washington Post. I've got a bit of a different take on that. Nancy Pelosi has been elected Speaker of the House. Again, I'll tell you why that's amazing. And finally, the best use of a mask I've ever seen. All that's coming up right now on I'm Right. Uh-oh, there was a call. A scary disaster of a phone call between Trump and some other people and Georgia's Secretary of State, and it's criminal. I mean, I woke up and those were the headlines I read. This is a criminal phone call. Donald Trump is threatening, telling him, go find votes, invent votes. Well, I mean, here's the call. You make the call.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. Under law, you're not allowed to give faulty election results, okay? You're not allowed to do that, and that's what you've done. This is a faulty election result. And honestly, this should go very fast. You should meet tomorrow, because you have a big election coming up, and because of what you've done to the president, you know, the people of Georgia know that this was a scam. And because of what you've done to the president, a lot of people aren't going out to vote. And a lot of Republicans are going to vote negative because they hate what you did to the president. Okay? They hate it. And they're going to vote. And if you would be respected, if really respected, if this thing could be straightened out before the election. You have a big election coming up on Tuesday.
Okay. We all heard what he said. I understand it wasn't the most articulate way to say it, but we all just heard what he said. That was the damage right there. Now, of course, the media took find the votes, find one more vote, and he's trying to commit election fraud. No, what he's saying is there was a ton of election fraud. I don't need you to find all of it. I need you to find just enough that shows we won the state, which Donald Trump believes he won. But okay, it's yet another non-controversy in the long, long, long line of 1,000 non-controversies in the Trump presidency that was blown up into something gigantic because that's how broken our system is today. Perdue, who's up for election here real shortly, had this to say.
your state's Secretary of State on there talking with the president. How do you think it's going to affect the election on Tuesday?
I don't think it's really going to affect our election. I'm still shocked that a member of the Republican Party would tape a sitting president and then leak that. It's disgusting in my view. But what the president said is exactly what he's been saying the last few months, and that is that, or the last 2 months anyway, we've had some irregularities in the election in November, and he wants some answers. He has not gotten them yet from our Secretary of State. It's one reason why I asked for him to resign. We haven't got it from our state legislature because there's been no special session called. And then he went to court, the president went to court, and then I went to court. And the courts have denied us hearings, saying it's more of a legislative issue. So what the president said in this tape today is no different than what he's been saying for the last 2 months.
That's the right call right there. But I actually don't want to talk to you about that tonight. I don't want to talk about Trump, Georgia, Secretary of State, Democrat, Republican, conservative, commie, left, whatever. It's not about that for me. The second I saw the story, what popped out to me was not that, you know, the Georgia Secretary of State did this, Trump did that. It's not that. It's a man taking a private conversation with another man and sending a recording of it to the Washington Post? Fellas, I need you to look at me right now. I need you to hear me, okay? Because I might tell you something right now that your mommy never told you. She might have told you the exact opposite. And maybe your dad, if he was worthless, maybe he told you the exact opposite too. But I'm about to give it to you right between the eyes, okay? Fellas, keep your mouth shut. At all times, keep your mouth shut. I don't care if it's your friend. I don't care if it's your enemy. Somebody has a conversation with you privately. You don't talk about it. Ever. To anybody. You definitely, obviously, don't send a recording of it to the Washington Post, but you don't talk about it. I have no idea how or when we got here as a society. What is this? Is this the absurd anti-bullying movement? That's probably what this is, where we tell every little Timmy now, well, to make sure you don't punch the bully back, Timmy. Go find the teacher, okay? Make sure you tattle, and then tattle to the principal, and tattle to everybody, and then we'll give you a piece of candy for being a tattletale. Is that what this is? And now all these people are grown adults? Fellas, shut your mouth. Don't share your private text conversations with somebody, your private phone calls with somebody. I speak for 4 hours a day, 3 on the radio, 1 on TV, 4 hours a day. I never repeat something said to me unless I call and talk to that person and get complete permission from them to say it. Otherwise, I shut my mouth. My buddy, you can say this is wrong, I don't care. My buddy could call me tonight and tell me he just robbed a bank in Sheboygan. And you know who I would tell? Nobody. Now, I would tell my buddy he's an idiot and you should go turn yourself in and do the right thing and all that. But I don't go repeating that stuff. A man keeps his mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. My son comes and tattles on my other son. Guess which son gets punished worse? That's right. It's the tattletale who's doing push-ups and running stairs in my house. Keep your mouth shut. And that used to be a code men live by. That's what an honorable man does. You keep your mouth shut. But today, not only does everybody snitch, people brag about snitching. You can see it all over social media. They brag about it. They'll go tattle on somebody for not wearing a mask or not doing this. And they're on Facebook in 5 seconds. Oh, wait till I tell everybody what I did. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. And I'll tell you something else. I don't care if you're disagreeing with me right now, if your mommy told you different or your daddy told you different. What I'm about to say now is a fact and it's not up for opinion. Nobody has ever looked at a snitch and said to themselves, man, I really respect that guy more now. They may applaud what he did. They may, you know, of course, all the Trump haters are out there today. Like, ah, it's the best thing ever. Woohoo! I'm glad they did it. But nobody, deep down, right here, inside, nobody has ever looked at a snitch and said to themselves, nice. That's really, really cool. It's never happened. It's never happened. Keep your mouth shut. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two, oddly, tonight, you're not going to expect lessons to come from this person, but lesson number two is going to come from no other than Eric Swalwell. Listen to Eric Swalwell. Listen to what he says right here. And probably more importantly, listen to what he doesn't say.
Congressman, what was your initial reaction when you first heard the audio of the president and Brad Raffensperger?
That's not America, Alicia. That's my initial reaction. As a former prosecutor, I'd say legally it was criminal, morally it was repugnant, and institutionally, as a member of a Democratic body, it's corrosive. But more importantly, he's going to be gone in 13 days, but the damage that he has done, the wrecking ball he has taken to our institutions, will not be gone. And I really think it's incumbent upon us in Congress to take an MRI to all the corruption, because you know that this was not the only call. The Zelensky call a year and a half ago was not the only call. That he has likely made calls like this to so many people to try and exert corrupt influence. So we're going to have to learn just what he did, who enabled him, and put in place reforms so that no leader can ever do this and take our country to a place like this again.
Now, forgetting about everything you heard there, I'm sure your eyes just glassed over in a second. You know what you didn't hear? Hold on, let me check something really quickly. Yeah, Eric Swalwell, that guy you just saw going off about Trump and election results, he's out there giving TV interviews every single day, and my news hits still say that man's under investigation for sleeping with the Chinese spy while he's on the House Intelligence Committee. That's a great lesson for Republicans. You know why? Never apologize. Never apologize. Eric Swalwell hasn't shut up for 30 seconds since he got caught up in this embarrassing scandal. And that's exactly how you do it, Republicans. Whether you're guilty of what they're accusing you of, whether you're not guilty of what they're accusing you of, you got caught up in this corruption here, you're a Nazi, or you're a white supremacist. Republicans will run to the camera and answer those questions and issue 1,000 denials for days on end. I'm not a white supremacist. You should see all my black friends. This is what I've done for black people. I haven't done that. Change the subject. You only ever talk about what you want to talk about. Nothing else. There is nothing else. Stop letting them decide what you talk about. Eric Swalwell, that moron with an IQ of about 8, is smarter at dealing with controversy than the entire Republican Party, than all of them. The dude is currently under an embarrassing and possibly damaging for national security investigation. This is a huge scandal. Caught up with a female Chinese spy. Didn't even talk about it. Oh, Chinese spy? Anyway, Donald Trump. So let's talk about the things Trump did in the Trump call. And I actually think Trump is criminal. Look, Nancy Pelosi wrote the book on this. We'll talk about her later, but she wrote the book on this. She's wonderful at it. Republicans, you can be mad about that. That's fine. Be mad. Learn from your enemy. Learn. This is how you do this. This is how that's done. All right. Ted Cruz and a bunch of senators have issued a challenge on the Electoral College. Senator Perdue, he likes this. What do you have to say?
When I first saw the magnitude of the irregularities back in December, early December, about our November race, I called for the resignation of our Secretary of State. I repeatedly called for a special session of the General Assembly to investigate. None of that happened. And so I started calling out for the only thing left for the president is for us to object. And I agreed that I would do that. The technical problem is that I won't be certified until this election is certified, some week to 10 days after the election when we win on Tuesday. But I'm encouraging my colleagues to object. This is something that the American people demand right now. You heard in the last section that there are huge irregularities in Georgia. They need to be investigated and they need to be corrected, in my opinion.
Okay. That's what Senator Perdue had to say. Senator Tom Cotton, who I kind of like, I don't know personally, I kind of like, he had a very different stance. He said, quote, if Congress purported to overturn the results of the Electoral College, it would not only exceed that power, but also establish unwise precedents. First, Congress would take away the power to choose the president from the people, which would essentially end presidential elections and place that power in the hands of whichever party controls Congress. Second, Congress would imperil the Electoral College, which gives small states like Arkansas a voice in presidential elections. Democrats could achieve their long-standing goal of eliminating the Electoral College, in effect, by refusing to count the Electoral College votes in the future for a Republican president-elect. Third, Congress would take another big step federalizing election law, another long-standing Democratic priority that Republicans have consistently opposed. Now, people are curious about my stance on it. Again, my stance is probably different than everyone else's, and I'm not here to tell you I'm right. Wait a minute. That's the name of the show. I actually am telling you that, but I am here to tell you this. Screw those people. Screw the Democrats. Don't let the newfound calm the media is selling you after the presidential election, don't let that fool you. Don't let that lull you into some sense of, oh, everything's okay now. And definitely don't let it make you forget how they conducted themselves for 4 years. 4 years. Pre-election, the FBI knowingly using bad information to get a wiretap to investigate Donald Trump's campaign. After the election, kneecapping his presidency for 2 years with a bunk investigation, sending people to jail for things that had nothing to do with Russia. Then after that, impeaching him for a phone call we all read the transcript of. 4 years of resist, 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 make life miserable, do everything possible to put him in shackles. And now those same people were trying to tell you and me, well, just calm down. Just calm down. Well, you don't want to violate norms. I mean, you don't want to. There are no norms anymore. I wish there were. I really do. You know what the norms are now? Power and using it. And that sounds ugly, right? And it is ugly. It's not ideal. It's not what we want. Nevertheless, that's where we are. Spend the next 4 years making Democrats miserable. Maybe. I'm not hopeful, but maybe then they'll wake up and say, okay, maybe next time there's a Republican, we should back off just a touch. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, I like to support good candidates running for office. We have to, right? We need good people running. We have to encourage those people running, and we have to encourage those people with financial donations. Sometimes it's very hard to figure out where to send those donations. How do you know? You don't have time. You're busy. I don't have time. I'm busy. I can't vet every single candidate running for office. Mammoth Nation, here's what they do. They give you a little benefit for it. They go out and they find the people who believe what you and I believe. Then they give you discounts on all the places you love to shop. Travel, shopping, telehealth, all these things. You get discounts when you become a member of Mammoth Nation. $19 a year. You become a member. That money goes to help candidates running for office who believe what you and I believe. So you save cash while also supporting people trying to save this country. That's really cool. Go to mammothnation.com/Jesse. That's mammothnation.com/Jesse. We'll be back. I have great news now. That was a bunch of bad news. Now I'm about to give you some great news. And you're not going to think it's great news, but I'm not messing with you at all. One, this guy, this is a congressman. He's also a Methodist pastor. He stood up in front of United States Congress and said this.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Look, I've told you before, a lot of this is going to suck. If we don't take the time to laugh at how insane these people are, we're screwed. You and I are going to hear a lot of audio like that over the next 4 years. We're going to take the time to laugh about it. That person's insane. Democrats are insane now. A man and a woman. And what was he talking about? And all the other gods and everything. We can't just say a prayer to God anymore. We can't just say a prayer to this country. Look, we're going to have to laugh. And I'm sorry. I heard him say it and I thought, that's hilarious. Also, Nancy Pelosi was reelected as Speaker of the House. And this is great news. I'll tell you why in just a second. First, let's read Joe Biden's statement on it. Quote, Jill and I, why is it always Jill and I with this guy? I'm sorry, you know what? Take that off the screen for a moment. I have to say something. It's weird how often Jill Biden is with Joe Biden. She's with him at every speech, hovering over him, holding his arm, walking him off the stage. She's sitting by him in every interview. He has to include her on every statement. We didn't elect Joe Biden to anything. You're the president of the United States. It's weird, right? Am I just a jerk? Yeah, whatever. Jill and I extend our warmest congratulations to Speaker Pelosi on her well-deserved re-election today. As Speaker of the House of Representatives, that was supposed to be one sentence. I went to community college. A trailblazing leader and one of the most effective and accomplished legislators in our nation's history, I have no doubt that Speaker Pelosi will continue to lead the House with dignity, principle, and patriotic resolve. All right. Obviously, it's not ideal that Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House in general, but let me tell you why it's good news. It's another two-year opportunity for Republicans to learn. Remember we talked about Eric Swalwell just a minute ago? Nancy Pelosi, I know this is going to be hard to swallow. I know it is. Nancy Pelosi is who we need to be learning from. Nancy Pelosi never plays defense. She's never on her heels. She's never issuing denials, denouncing this, denouncing that, ever. Nancy Pelosi only knows one thing, offense. I want you to understand this, and I'm not trying to be mean. Nancy Pelosi is possibly the most unlikable human being on the face of the planet. She is a Disney movie character, a villain of some kind. She's the real-life version of Cruella de Vil. It's impossible. It would be impossible to build in a lab a more unlikable human being. And yet Nancy Pelosi is once again third in line for the presidency. Do you know how amazing that is? We should learn from that. Nancy Pelosi plays offense all the time. Do you remember? We brought it up before. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi tells everybody, wear a mask, don't be a murderer, better wear a mask here, wear a mask there. Oh, the salons are closed down in San Francisco. Don't you dare go to the salon. And then she gets busted on video in the salon with no mask on. You remember this? Yeah, everyone remember this whole thing. There's Nancy just traipsing through the salon, no mask, no nothing, doing exactly the thing she told no one else to do. You remember that, right? Do you remember her response? Here was her response.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said what we're able to accommodate people one person at a time and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup, and that's all I'm going to say on that.
She blames the salon. It's brilliant. Caught red-handed, caught on video. And you can yell and scream at me all day long, Jesse, that's not right. She should take responsibility. Yes, in a perfect world, she should take responsibility. Those are the politics of yesteryear. The politics of now, the politics you and I had better start getting comfortable with is advance all the time. Why do you think she's been eating the lunch of Republicans for years? She never slows down. She never backs off. Meanwhile, Republicans are denouncing white supremacy for the 10,000th time. I'm not a white supremacist. You don't answer that question, ever. Cyber thieves are having the time of their lives right now. 75%. Cybercrime is up 75% during this coronavirus pandemic. And your home title? It's not a piece of paper anymore. Your home title's online. If they get their hands on it, and it's easy for them to get their hands on it, I can't stress that enough. If they get their hands on it, they're going to forge your signature on it, they're going to go get a loan taken out against it, and they're going to take off with the money, and you're going to have no idea. And if you don't respond to the bank's request for you to pay them, you're going to get evicted. If you do respond, you're going to have to spend tens of thousands of dollars in lawyer fees trying to get it unwound as they figure it out. Or you could just go to HomeTitleLock.com. Home Title Lock, they lock down any tampering immediately. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code RADIO, that gets you 30 free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. We'll be back. Joining me now former congressman from Virginia and current dean of business at Liberty University, Dave Brad. Congressman, I heard about this phone call. I finally heard the phone call between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State. I guess we should address the contents of the call first before what actually makes me so upset about it. I didn't hear anything bad. He may not have articulated it right. I heard Trump saying there's enough fraud out there. Go find enough of it. Did I hear something wrong?
No, the Washington Post picked on me, every other conservative in the country, and they nitpick and take things out of context and lay out a few couple phrases. And then once you read the whole thing, it's a nothing burger. But that takes work and effort, and they know on a first pass they get to pollute the waters, and they're good at it. But the mainstream media is getting a solid reputation for fake news going forward, and that's the price they'll pay.
Isn't that a good price? I mean, look, obviously I'd rather my cultural institutions be trustworthy, but if they're going to be untrustworthy, I want everybody to know it.
Yeah. No, they've completely revealed themselves from Russia through the FBI investigation, the CIA, all corrupt. Everybody knows it now. And there's going to be a decade of loss of faith in the basic institutions of this country. For good reason, and we haven't been there. We have not been there before. We've always had still a bedrock faith in democracy, at least, and even that right now is being put into question.
What does that look like? Because I'll tell you, this is, I'm sorry to get long-winded on my question here, but this actually is a concern of mine, a genuine concern. We have Nancy Pelosi's house vandalized. We have Mitch McConnell's house vandalized. We have, you know, Rand Paul assaulted. I'm not going to go down the whole list. I think somebody's going to get killed. And I haven't said this yet on the show. I'm genuinely worried somebody's going to get killed. We have no faith in institutions. We have desperate, angry people on both sides. We have politicians who don't seem to understand the level of anger. And I'm worried someone on any side is going to get killed, and I don't want to see it.
Yeah, no, I'm very worried as well. And the stakes couldn't be higher. And yes, when you lose the basic moral fabric, right? You know, Nietzsche wrote, you know, 100 years ago, more than that, that God is dead in Europe. And he wasn't being a cheap liberal there. He was deadly serious. And the Nietzsche show is coming to the United States of America. And so everybody knows in Europe, the lack of faith translates into a more depressed culture of sorts. And Americans are just known for being overwhelmingly positive. And so I think it looks, you know, everybody right now with COVID and the stress and anxiety and the lack of future certainty over many parts of our lives, that this is the last thing we need right now. We need faith more than ever. Faith in God, faith in our country, faith in friendships, faith in our basic institutions. And the left is working as hard as they can for the reset, right? Kind of the big global green reset of values and everything that goes along with it. And, you know, I still think 70% of the American people don't know what's going on there at all. A lot of folks were just triggered by Trump, et cetera. They have no idea what the far left is trying to do, even some of the Democrats. But the elites, unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi, et cetera, all you need is the leadership to tell all the folks how to vote, and they all voted for Pelosi again. And that's an indicator, right, that the elites on the left just tell their soldiers what to do, and they all follow through. All three of the CIA veterans, one ran against me and beat me, all three voted together as a team, voted absent. They didn't even have the guts to vote no against Pelosi. And so, boy, they got a rock-solid machine on that side that just marches in lockstep. It's a tough team right now to beat.
Explain who Nietzsche is for those of us who went to community college.
Yeah. Friedrich Nietzsche, best known for the phrase, God is dead. You kind of had the Enlightenment. Karl Marx was a outgrowth of the Enlightenment, still a hope in scientific socialism, Marxism. Said God, no God, but everything's turned into history, right? So really just kind of a secularization of the Christian thing, right? God is in charge of history, and Marx says history's in charge of history, but still an Enlightenment scientific worldview. total fail when it comes to producing ethics. Nietzsche saw that. Nietzsche knew far deeper and better than Marx that only culture and religion and God can produce an ethics worth living for. That's why he cites Moses, Jesus, the Buddha, etc. You can't cite any rational folks that came up with an ethics that anybody follows on a daily basis. And so Nietzsche is he's given a terrible rap. He's an atheist. You don't want to give it to your kids for light reading. But he did survey and analyze brilliantly. I totally disagree with his worldview, but his analysis was just spot on. Go to Alan Bloom in his book, Closing the American Mind. He's got a very succinct summary of Marx, Max Weber, and Nietzsche for those who want to catch up.
How about that? Professor always giving us an education on this show. All right, my other problem with the phone call, setting aside Trump, Secretary of State, Democrats, left, right, it's actually not about that at all. Maybe I was raised differently. Maybe I was raised wrong. It would never occur to me to take anything you said to me as a private conversation, in person, phone, text message. Congressman, I got to be honest, you could tell me you robbed a bank yesterday, and it would never occur to me to run and tattle to somebody. It just wouldn't. It's something men don't do. I'm blown away that a grown man thought it was appropriate to send a phone call to the Washington Post. What has happened to men in this country? Am I the bad person?
Well, I think as you learned from the chaplain the other day, I'm men and I'm woman.
And
so there's been a realignment in values of what is most sacred in the country. And when the most sacred goes away, the values and expectations and manners and respect that you learned as a child are fading before our eyes. There is no respect for elders, for the rule of law, for the things that deserve respect. It's all fading. And so, I share with you, it's just cringeworthy. The idea that you would tape anyone and dump it, unless some horrific crime is going to be committed or something like that. But the idea, right, that political rivals, and actually they're on the same team. Right? They're both Republicans, supposedly. But that tells you about the Republican team. And that I could go on another 5 minutes about the establishment Republicans. And that guy will probably run as a Democrat next time. Right. And that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, please. You know what? Please go on about the Republican team, because you're right. I'm impressed by Democrat unity. Nancy Pelosi skips back in there again. Republican, our own guys spent 4 years kneecapping Trump. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, half the Republican team, at least the establishment team, wants to get back to the status quo, because when you're at the top of the team, you control the purse strings and the money. And you become very powerful, and you're the go-to person. And of course, that's nice for the ego, et cetera. But when your team, we're discussing the highest values in life, right? The Democrat platform has basically gotten rid of all God language intentionally. And when you're a Republican Party and you had marketing 101 and you want to differentiate yourself from the competition, it seems like you might mention that the Democrat Party got rid of God. And, Karl Marx did that, Nietzsche did that, some other unfavorable folks have done that in history, including Stalin and Lenin and Mao, who killed hundreds of millions of people. And for a party to go that direction and for the other party not to call them out tells you where the bargaining is going to take place, right? It's just going to be along dollars and cents lines. It's not among the highest values. It's not along the lines of election fraud. It's not along the lines of sustaining our institutions. It's just all following the almighty dollar. And, if the country chooses to walk off into the wilderness, God will let you. 400 years at certain points in the good book.
Congressman Dave Brad, that was just freaking awesome, as it always is. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the education.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. God bless.
All right. Anxiety level creeping up a little bit on you there? I get it. Natural medicines, holistic healing approaches are known to alleviate things like anxiety, like sleeplessness, like joint pain. And I have gone the CBD route. But this has been my frustration with CBD, because I've been trying this for a long time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I couldn't figure out why, right? I don't understand. I bought this CBD here, and then I bought that CBD. Why is it sometimes? Well, because all CBD is not the same. The CBD bottle you buy at your local grocery store is not the best CBD out there. Doctors Trusted CBD Company researched the whole industry for us so they could make sure they only sell the best CBD on their website, like Be Best Organics, who tests every single batch. I've never had a bad experience with CBD from DoctorsTrustedCBD.com. Go, DoctorsTrustedCBD.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 5% off and a free lip balm. We'll be back. Joining me now, Republican strategist and, Lord willing, head of the future RNC, Joseph Pinion III. Joseph, why are we in a state of national emergency?
Look, here's the truth. We've got two Senate races down in Georgia that have been thrown into complete upheaval by the infighting down in D.C., while the politicians mash their teeth and bang on tables. The fate of our republic literally hangs in the balance by a very fragile thread, and that thread is those two Senate seats down in Georgia. And so we've got people in Georgia who want to not vote in the interest of supporting President Trump. We've got people down in Georgia who think they should write in President Trump's name in support of President Trump. None of that will do anything but assure the swift ushering in of the type of socialist policies that have killed every single nation that have embraced them. So we just need to get our heads out of the sand, stop being a bunch of ostriches, start being the Republicans that we know how to be, and say that if you believe in America as good as its promise, if you believe in America that believes in opportunity and in a nation that actually cares about individual rights, then this election is no longer a joking matter. We have to vote with all the intent in our hearts.
Okay, I want you to break this down for me, setting aside everything else. How did we get there with the party this divided over Georgia? Break this down for those of us who are lost, because I am genuinely lost how this got this bad this quickly. How did it happen?
Well, I mean, I think this is what happens when you take your eye off the prize. The prize is the election. We have to win these seats. Now, we've got people who are upset about $2,000 for the aid that needs to get to your American citizens. And let's be very clear, mailing people checks for $600 while we're mailing millions of dollars overseas for foreign aid is embarrassing. It's disrespectful to the American taxpayer. It's disrespectful to the people who have died in the interest of American liberty. But at the same time, meanwhile, you've got Democrats spending a fortune down in Georgia to try to do everything. I mean, they've even tried to put up billboards telling Republicans not to vote. I mean, they've pulled every dirty trick in the book. And again, we're too busy fighting ourselves to understand inherently the true threat. And that threat is Medicare for all. That threat is paying off all this college debt for all these individuals. That threat is us spending astronomical sums of money on things that most Americans do not support. And that can only be done if Democrats have control of the Senate and of the House. And they're two seats away from being able to pull off this unexpected coup.
Okay. Is this something, and look, maybe this is just wishful thinking for me. Is this don't vote in the Georgia elections, which might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard? Is this just something that exists online? And is this a group of 30 idiots on the right who think they're helping in some way? Or does this have genuine steam?
I mean, to be clear, two things can be true at the same time, I often say. And so, yes, it is a small fraction of the voters down there, but a small fraction is what separates these candidates. These races are extremely close. You look at the difference between somebody like the Leftlers and the Perdues versus the Ossoffs and the Warnocks. These are, I mean, even the pollsters will tell you that, I mean, we're all well within the margin of error. And so it really comes down to getting out the vote. We know concretely that more Democrats voted in early voting than Republicans voted. Our only hope now is that Republicans do as we have in the past and come out like our hair's on fire on election day. But again, even there have been suggestions that, oh, we shouldn't vote because we're going to have the same result as we had in the presidential election. The Democrats are going to try to steal it again. As I've often told someone, the best way to catch a crook is to set up a sting. And the best way to ensure that we can actually make sure that we win these elections is to have people actually go out and vote. And if they want to try to steal the election, then let them try to steal the election with the eyes of the world upon them and only them. So look, we just have to set aside our divisions. We have to set aside our frustrations. We have to set aside the anger and convince people that all the values that you love, the protection of your rights and liberties as a Christian, the protection of your rights and liberties as someone who thinks that if you open up your own business, you should actually own that business. All of those things that we take for granted are on the ballot down in Georgia, because these are not your grandfather's and your grandmother's Democrats. These are people who actually believe in the values of socialism. These are people like AOC, who said in a civilized country, she wouldn't even have to be in the same party as Joe Biden. That's where they're going. They are trying to take this country in a fundamentally different direction. And us sitting here banging on the table and pretending that the stakes aren't that high is going to basically be setting us up to be the generation that failed the multitude of generations that came before us.
Joseph, tell me, it's not that I want to go completely dark and doomsday on everybody here. I can see the clouds forming, but explain, because I want people to understand this. It's a big election. Explain what could be coming down the pipe for us if we lose these two elections. What does a Joe Biden presidency and a Democrat Senate and House mean?
I mean, it could very well mean that we're going to say goodbye to the idea of you're going to have your own health care. They're going to be trying to cram Medicare for all down our throats. Could be the end of private health insurance. I think that people make this mistake that, oh, Joe Biden's just moderate. He's not moderate enough to veto a bill that says Medicare for all. He might not sign it. He might not push it, but he's not going to veto it. So look, when you lose control of the Senate and the House, all hell breaks loose. So when you want to talk about, again, the astronomical spending, they're going to raise taxes in the midst of what could possibly be a recession. Wall Street is going to hit the basement because really the only thing that's propping up Wall Street right now is market confidence. And that confidence is the confidence that they have in President Trump, and Republicans do not do anything that's going to undermine the economy. So Democrats are going to try to raise taxes to pay for the things that they obviously have no way to pay for. There's no way to pay for their Medicare for all. There's no way to pay for their Green New Deal. And in fact, the Green New Deal, the worst part about the Green New Deal is not just the price tag, but it actually fails to accomplish its goal, which is the reduction of carbon. And that actually hurts us economically. It hurts us environmentally. So, this is the Pandora's box of all Pandora's box. And the only thing we have to do to prevent it from being open is go vote in Georgia. It's very simple. Republicans vote, Republicans win, and we can again make sure that our republic lasts another generation.
Joseph, Nancy Pelosi, I understand everybody hates her, understandably, because, you know, she's a movie villain. She's so unlikable, she's a movie villain. I have constantly told Republicans they need to emulate her in a lot of ways. She's always on offense. She knows how to take power, use power, and gain more of it. She's just elected again with this huge rebellion, parties going left in the House. Nancy Pelosi back there with the gavel again. I think the lady's brilliant.
I mean, look, this is what I often tell people. I say Nancy Pelosi, you know, Mitch McConnell, in many ways, they are two sides of the same coin. They know how to leverage power. They know how to hold on to power. They know how to take a fractured caucus and beat them into submission ideologically. So I think at the end of the day, look, we have the opportunity. There is a slim majority here, particularly if we can pick off these two Senate seats, and we could convince people to go out and do what they have always done, which is to vote. There are going to be a lot of Democrats who come from districts that they know they shouldn't have won in, who are going to be looking at the tea leaves, going to be looking at a Joe Biden that could potentially be becoming president, be starting very weak, or looking around and saying, you know what, maybe I should be crossing the line and voting with my Republican colleagues. They're going to be looking they're going to be looking at some of these places here where they could be vulnerable in 2 years and say, you know, particularly with redistricting coming up, and saying that it might be in my best interest to not be so unabashedly liberal, so unquestionably towing the party line. And in that instance, I think Republicans can get a lot of work done if, and that remains a big if we take care of business down in Georgia tomorrow.
Joseph Pinion III. Awesome as always, my man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much, man.
All right. We have a good video. We'll be back. I think we've all probably got a little mask fatigue out there. Anti-maskers, pro-maskers, no matter what it is, we've got a little mask fatigue. I found someone else who has quite a bit too.
I threw it so hard on the side.
I'll see you tomorrow. Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What, look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these farrier drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.